Changing our perspective, changing our whole focus, so we look at the sugya kibbutzer. We have to start learning to be ma'arif kibbutzer, to come to a harof and to prepare something that's valued. Prepare something that's valued, that's the sugya, the person decides his decisions in the ge'ah, the kibbutzer himself, other people. It's a sugi of arochim. It's a sugi of a way. Tonight we wanted to speak about Nochem Bekudo. Again, many times we say this, because we speak about a sugi of 1 week, but in Avodah, things take a lot longer to speak about them. Avodah has to sit on a person's lathe and then das, and has to live with it. So tonight we want to speak about this, perhaps from some of the, could be the central points. We don't come out of my son. When we started the Bible, we said one of the service speak about the sugya is the holy sticker zilzal that was in Torah. We came to Ikvais, the whole of the Sol Isu with it, Zerat the Gius. So there's a certain Nekuda, which is Nagat, that very Nagat of my son. That's learning how to be Mechabit Torah inside the Torah. Not mitzad the tafis and the tetzov, but that's what we want to focus on tonight. In the Korah, the Rambam, the Furish, Sugi Arucha, this is Oymed b'merkaz, in the Sugi of Kavanah Torah, really, the Sugi of Tumbel Hetzach, the Alboinish of Torah, the Bizayin of Torah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's like Tessam Abeis, explaining Pshat Mishnah, the beginning of Mishnah, the Perkei Chilik, there's Mavur and the Rishim of Eilu She'enam Chilik, Boilam Abon, the curse, and the Galapon and Bater. Two very big ones on the list. The Mora says, two man the Omrim, it's Machloikis, but more and more or less comes out that a Mavazel Tamil Chochem. Someone's Mavazel Tamil Chochem is both an Apikurus and he's both a Megalopon and Bater. He's both an Apikurus and he's both a Megalopon and Bater, means he's saying Sheker. A Kegan Mufur Shechelik and Bater. The Mora says, it's like Tessin Bates, and Edison Tessin Bates. At first, you're going, man, I'm a Rav Yosef. You're going, Hani, the Omri. Maya, Hani, Lona, Bona. Famous Gemara. There are people in the world. But we want to see it, because it's part of us. That say, Maya, Hani, Lona, Bona. Say it very nice, the learning all day. What comes out of it? What's the tellus? What's the benefit? They did who curry? They did who ton? They're learning from themselves. They're becoming fond of people. They're becoming more knowledgeable people. But what's the tellus? The tachlis there is in the veld from them. What do we have? It tells me. Amalei Abaye, Haim a galapon b'ter namiu. He's not arguing with takat b'kurs, but he's also a galapon b'ter. It's a kegan tuma for a shabzuka. B'chsev im loy barisi yaimim v'lai l'chukas shemayim boros loisanti. Rashi explains, it means amalei that loy barisi yaimim v'lai l'chukas shemayim boros loisanti. Which means, Torah, which says, v'en nega yim v'lai l'chukas shemayim boros loisanti. In Torah Chukah Yishmai Varas, that means the Torah Seyda Teva, the Oilim Kiminogi Noyeg, is based on the Torah. They're the heart of the world. They're the heart of the world, like Maran Shabbos says. The Tamei Chacham are called Banoyim. They're called Banoyim. Why? They're called the builders. Because they're always going to be Binyanei Shalom. They're the ones who build the world. And these people don't realize that. Another pasuk, Amar Nachum Yisrael, Mahocha Nami Shema Amino, Shenemar. But Avram was davening for Fintoyim. It says over there that if he's davening for Tzadikim, the pasuk says, Nesosi Lechol HaMokim Baburim. If we find even 10 Tzadikim, Shechor Buvun, the Gemara means that they had Shaykh the Torah. Nesosi Lechol HaMokim Baburim. He would have saved the entire place. They would be, they're Mekayim, the city, they're Mekayim, the Olam. As I stay in the Gemara. So stay in Svei Zachim. We want to talk about a little bit about the course of Shavoy. And the state of Gemara, that also the Pashut Mishakron. Those who tie the Mahani Rabbanan, they're Mevazal Tamil Chavim, they're Mevazal Torah, and Boyne Shil Torah, and they're also Shakron. First, they're missing the boat, even the Shittasim, if they want to know what benefit the Tamil Chavim are producing. But in the Chavim, in the Chavim, is God who is with the Tamil Chavim. I really want to get talk a little bit about the Marach, about what is this, the Kudah Mahani Rabbanan. Just to give it a little bit of one of my mokum, which the Mara says that they're missing the boat. If they add the Torah, there's nothing that gives more to Elis in this world than the Torah. It's like over a mirror to Gagoyim. It's Mamish, a model to Gagoyim. Meaning says Pshat. It's Gemara and Brachas, and the Brachas from Kiva. It's Makal Kilos Barabin. Pshat Hashmai. Ask them, what are you doing? You're not sure with the fish. And the water, it says afterwards, the taka was lahoyu yom lo'atim. Am lahoyu yom lo'atim ashetavsula rekiva. The ma'isa that the Romans caught it, the chavshu bebeis asur. The tavsula papis ben Yehuda. The Gemara tells us, makes note of the fact that at the same time they caught someone named papis ben Yehuda. The chavshu etzloy. And they put them together in the same cell as rekiva. Am lahoyu papis. What are you doing over here in prison? Amalei, can you read the Gemara? Let's say, can you read? Told him, Amalei, Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva shenitfas al divrei Torah. Ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, the reason why you were in prison was because of divrei Torah. Oy loy lepapus shenitfas al dvar b'tei. The moment himself, his own state, that he was nitfas al dvar b'tei. So it's a smart stuma. Who was this papus? We're supposed to understand. Who was this papus in Yudah? Where was the dvar b'tei? Smart stuma. Here comes the gun. She's Megalas Tumas, Megalas Mukas, and Staris. Goyin says, Mamish Amolei Agoyin Yevshalayim. Goyin says, who was this Papas Nyud? There's a Papas Nyud that's referred to another Gemara. You know, Gemara is twice, times. That's I know things. Gemara Mabasa, when I saw it, also mentioned. Gemara Mabasa, Gidon Beis, says, Yosef Brei the Bishua was sick. That was more also. He was sick and he was command. Niftar the base of Lamay. He actually left this world and he was between the Enevelt and Unzervelt. And he came back. He came back to life. And the Gemara says only Abu Amay Chazisov. Famous first part of the Gemara says the Hemshchik it says he saw another thing. What did they say about Tamid Chachamim? He asked. His father asked him. Shamati Shayoimim Ashimi Shabalakam to me the Biyodai. Vishamati Shayoimim Haruge Malchus ain't called Beri Yochel Amin Chitzos. He said about a group called Haruge Malchus, there's no one else, no other Briya that could stand. Bim Chitzos, they ain't close to them. Mani, reflect him, who are these Haruge Malchus? Ilaim or Bakiva al Khaber, we say the capital, same soon. Tishabo, same Kippur. Haruge Malchus, famous Serum Laz, Ilaim or Bakiva al Khaber. Mishuma Haruge Malchus is so loy. Shita Banavachinami, the Gemara is pointing out the only reason why Bezan Shamala, they're telling me no one could stand in the Chisasim because they're Ruge Malchus, that's why. They're telling me the Chachamim, that's the Schus. I don't have to mention a Zayt Gazach, a Ruge Malchus. That's not the Zayt. So who was it? Zafimar El Haruge Lud. Who are these Ruge Malchus? They're called Haruge Lud. Who are these Haruge Lud? Zakashi. Lulainus of Papas. The two brothers called Lulainus of Papas, Achim Shahorgum, Trinus. Again, I'm sorry. Harosha Belutki Gedomim Besekas Nines. Your Chesed Beis. I'm sorry. The Gzeir Shenigzo Al Yisrael LaHashmid Al Shenimsis Bas Melech Hargua. The Choshnu Is Yisrael. Historic. This happened many times. It was in Lod. It was Isa that one of the princess was killed. The princess was killed. And they were Choshnu the Yidden. As always. So Klaisol was Gzeirner. Was a Pachiner. They were going to make up. They were going to make a Gzeir on Gans Klaisol. They were going to kill a Klaisol. And they donated themselves. They made a diva slave. They said, they volunteered. They said, we're going to take the paper college. So Papas and Linus, they're the ones who said, we're going to go sacrifice ourselves so we shouldn't take the same kind of person. Zot the Goyen, back to the Gemara and Brochus, this was the same Papas. Was it that nice? Yeah, that nice. Papas was in jail. He never would keep. Palanayim, we'll stay in the Gemara, go back to the Gemara and Brochus. What does Papa say? Papa turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, "Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenatfas al divitur. Oy loy le Papa shenitfas al dvorim b'teilim." That's called dvorim b'teilim. That's called dvorim b'teilim. He was makif mesiras nefesh. He saved God's life. He gave up his life. Dvorim b'teilim. Never in the rois. Ashleit don goyin. That's what you're talking about. B'kapi te'elis, you have something. B'kapi productivity. There's nothing, when you want to measure something in the same ballpark as Torah, the greatest Hatzolos Nefashos in Klal Yisrael is Dvorim B'Tehillim L'Gabi Dar. When you put it together with Torah, L'Gabi Dar, it's called Dvorim B'Tehillim. It's a huge thing. Oh, but L'Gabi Torah, bottle. It's not a bottle. Bottle means bottle. Mouth, garbage. L'Gabi Torah, it's bottle. In Hilchus productivity, Mayahanu! Mayahanu, if someone would be connected to the ruchniest bigger part of the world, if someone knows what's tutzich in the lave of the world, he would see that lagabi that anything else, the greatest hatzolos, the greatest mesiras nefesh, the greatest hatzolos klal yisrael is dvorim b'teilim lagabi ter lefiyemis. It means rather the chayves hashoros and do what they do. The chayves hashoros and do what they do. But you want to know what's to know more? What? There's nothing compared to dvorim b'teilim. This is part of the mistake. Those are tiny ma'al rabbonim. They're tiny ma'al rabbonim. They're saying the rabbonim are doing dvorim b'teilim. Everything else to be the Torah topic. Let's not take away one diet. I want to learn this Gemara. Understand this Gemara. This Gemara is stated. We started giving because it's an effort. I want to learn this Gemara. I'll avoid it. So you can take something out of it instead of Ashkaf. Straight to Ashkaf is a Torah. But I'll get Ashkaf is a Torah. But I want to learn this Gemara. I'll avoid it. The Gemara over here says that the tendency of people to say Maya Hanu Marabon. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. You want to come to be married something, you want to come to value something, you want to come to something with shivus. You always have to forstay the subject, what you doing. What is the chashivas of anything? If you don't know the chashivas of anything, you don't know how, its sensitivities, its value systems, then you can't. So here's the mamash, the clearest good ones. We have a tremendous problem. When we come to the Sugya of Kabbalah Torah, the problem is with a different value system. That's what I mean. As we mentioned in the beginning, everyone has a different value system. Everyone has different chashivas and like money, something like this. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that we value all the things in Torah. It's a much bigger bayah, much deeper bayah. The entire barometer, the entire kli that we use to value is totally off mark when it comes to the Torah. The way we value things, the value system, I'm saying, forget about what our top value is, the value system that we have is warped in a way that we can't value Torah properly. Understand it more. Because we ask Mahal Rabban, what's the shot? If you think about it for a second, there's a Salah Shovah. Again, everyone has their thing that they value. Everyone has their Zach. But there's a Salah Shovah. In all worldly issues, in all worldly manners, is what a Zach is worth is the productivity and the impact of the Zach. The produce, the tzitzis of the Zach. That's the way we gauge success. How many times, any time you didn't like tachos. Bottom line. Can you hear that non-stop, everything. Anybody. Ask a shidduch, a mocher, a shidduch, ask a business deal, ask yeshiva, ask anything. The way we gauge success in any worldly issue is what comes out? A mice, nafkamina. Show me. Theoretics, very nice. Show me something in my hand. That's, again, before we're talking about what each person values. That's the value, that's his barometer, that's his gauge, that's the way he gauges things. That whole system is mufka from the Torah. This is the problem, this is the tremendous problem. The whole system of going and gauging value based upon the tzitzis and the impact and the produce hanir leinayim, the produce that we see, that we want to see, we want to show us in our hand, it's mufka from the Torah. This is a tremendous problem. It's totally mufka from the value of the Torah. Torah mitzat tivoy. The ikar tzur of Torah is the whole value of Torah is not based on the tzitzis of Torah. The value of Torah is mitzad the Torah alein. The Torah is a tachlis atzmi. Stay in a lot of places, one place, one car. Simcha, Meshachachma, Yikra Gimel, Pasuk Beis, some chat in the morning, Shalmi Tomek says, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Laylo Shechina Kenegda. He's like, Gosha. Someone says, Oisik B'Torah B'Laylo Shechina Kenegda, Shenemar, Kumi, Pasuk Anecha, Kumi, Roini, B'Laylo, and after it says, Shifti. Ma'am, Nibet, Noichach B'nei Hashem. Someone is Roini, Torah, Rina, B'Torah, Noichach B'nei Hashem. The Mirzim was trying to explain what's the doggish on Laila. It's not Thursday. Say in the second shot. Oyne Shleimet, the Gavonar Alimid Belailo, Shaloimid Be'ez Oifel. It's cloudy, it's dark, no one sees. Loyal Le Kovoid, Rak Be'ez. It's Bitsina. Bitsina Be'ez Hatchak. Valoimid, the opposite is Aloimid Amnas, Leschabe. Listen to what he says. Let's not say bad. First is Kovoid. Kovoid is like a Shlechta. Oylas is Rav. Oyla Hashlim is Nafshay. Do you hear the third example he gives? Another example. What's the person learning from? He knows that it says, Barasi Torah, Barasi Torah, he's learning Torah because he wants to make himself a fine mensch. He wants to make himself a fine mensch. He wants to mitar himself as midas. The Hashem is Nafshu. Who kiz Zoyreya? The Achre King, Kishabola Ace, Hatoel is Nasik and Koitz. Zoktam Nesha Hoffman, the Dark Island is his man Zvi and his man Ketir. Pasuk says, Hazoyim Bedima Barini Exert. There are some people, it's Dr. Neumar, HaKol Nifal Es Adam, the general pool is of a person. Im loy bo adayin ha-tachlis, nasik is a real is a pool of ein zeshas rina. Rina comes when it's shas ksiru. Generally, in the mahalach, in general, the pool is of a person is a shas ksiru, is a shas ri and a shas ksiru. Separated. And most people, when they're learning Torah and any other purpose, they're learning it for a certain tachlis, they're getting to a certain tachlis. They're also learning in the separate. He's not doing it for any shum impact, no toitza, nothing. He wants to know Dvar Hashem. He wants to know Pshat and Rajba because it's Dvar Hashem, because it's Rachel Hashem. Nothing else. No tachlisim, no impact, no numbers, nothing garnished, nor Rachel HaTorah. Ha'oise b'Torah, b'bliyez ha'tachlis, rak hiskashush le'toriz ha'tachlis. And that's what that's the oimik the Gemara. Kumi roini balaylo, gavaldik. Feel the point of doing roini. The rina is balaylo. When a person's learning behalde is the tachlis. The rina is b'shach. She takea beis alimu di roini mitoy leiv. Ki kasha ul Hashem is baruch mi oske b'toyer b'toyim leim b'toyer. That's the truth of Torah. Torah is kuloi. The chetz of Torah is the pula and the value of Torah. Has nothing to do with the impact of Torah. Here's where we have major trouble. Everyone understands that there's major trouble. Because we are extremely mushba in the way we're people. It's very hard for a person to change his inner system, his inner value system in a second when he's changing subjects. Everything else in the world, the way we're valuing things, is it takis as in the worldly things. Very nice, you're doing all this thing, but what's Lamaisa? Show me. But in Torah, In Torah, the Iker is, do not believe Tachlis. And we are mushba tremendously by the worldly view and everything, and specifically in this. I want to serve. In the Shavuot Shavuot, in the Market, in the Pazdo, in the Nino, in the Shavuot 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 They make zeros to cause us to forget Torah. And he asked a very simple question. You can make all kinds of zeros. You can make zeros to stop a person from doing nice and Mila, Shabbos, all kinds of things. However, he knows the Reb Chaim. It's in his head. He knows the Taisus. How are you going to force him? What are you going to take a dozen to his head and say, force him? I'm forcing you to forget everything you had in your brain. How can you do that? What does it mean they make zeros to cause Klal Yisrael to forget the Torah? So he said, the Yevon created a culture. He didn't force them. He didn't spit out of their head, put them to the front of their head, and everything. They created a culture in which the ideas and the value of Torah were totally irrelevant. That's a cloud of the one. You make something irrelevant, you forget about it. Who remembers what a table cord is anymore? see these, I don't remember what a tapecorder is. And you make something, you create a culture, you create something where something is irrelevant, has no value. And this was an Nekuda, it's not for now, but this was an Nekuda, they had a shaykhus to spirituality, but they said that anything in the world has a value only if we can be massive with B'chush. If you could show it to me in a test tube, you could prove it to me by a theory, you could prove it to me in a science lab, then it has worth. Anything you're going to tell me that Chaim Kanievsky or a Bacher, a simple Bacher, is sitting and learning, and it's poil somewhere I don't see. What are you talking about? We are affected. I don't even say all Western cultures, the Hashpahs, and Hemshech, all that, we're affected by that. Everything in the world is nimdad, and we feel, so we live in such a world, and we also value, because we also live in the world. And it's Lamaisa. You got to show me Lamaisa. If you're on the phone with a travel agent for 2 hours, you end up with no ticket, what are you doing? What's Lamaisa? Everything in the world is Lamaisa. Show me the Toitzois. And we go to the Torah away. So what Talmud Chacham becomes, where's the godless of the Torah Talmud Chacham becomes? How many Talmidim he has? How big is the Yeshiva is? How many Sforim he is? How many people he reaches? Who has the best Sefer? Who has the best, what do they call them? People that call the Alonim. They give out these newsletters, I guess. He can hit the most people on the internet with his newsletter. Oh, that's. Everything in Torah becomes the impact the Torah is making. That's no shyness. That's not the value of Torah. And the problem starts by us, between ourselves. How do we value ourselves? Look at ourselves. When do we value our own limud? So you'll see, we start valuing our own limud only when we have some numbers to show for it. We have a test, we have dafim, we can say chaburas, that's when we start valuing the Torah. Important thing, I'm going to put in the Maimon Muzer, not to say this whole sugya of a person being able to have fruits from this Torah is not needed for the Kodesh HaNefesh of a person. About a lot of times, the Kodesh HaNefesh of a person. It's very hard for a person to live in the level we're talking about, to realize the godless of the Torah without seeing results, without seeing many times in the get to the decision of a person to go into Abbas's Torah early or later, is very true. We have to be mime in the sugya al yukar. That's not because that's the value of Torah. The value of Torah is not how many mitamidim a person has, not how many sfarim he wrote. Chas v'shalom. There's no shaykhis to the value of Torah. The value of Torah, there's no shaykhis. That's not the value of Torah. It's a different madrega, different Indian. Torah is in the etzim liman ha-Torah. And we have this tremendous toys. I think we have this tremendous toys. And it's in Shtar Shama'oyim, the Noel Ma'Torah. We see, because when we start seeing our Bain, we start seeing our Shivas, we see them in the part of their career, that they're extremely poil and extremely being mashpia and impacting the Kali Song. We make the mistake, it's a toy's gadol. You want to just take a tzir, the Shiva is a friend of Rocha. Take him, where of his life? He had 25 years, we learned without Hafra. He had 25 years, he learned without Hafra. And then he started to become a Jew. So everyone speaks about Nazi, that was the godless of his Torah, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Unbelievable things, there were great things. And that's certain Paris and Torah always ends up having Paris. But in the value, harocha of Torah, in the harocha of Torah, where's the erich of Torah? Where's his mug? Where's Hashivas of Torah? When he was sitting and learning, that's Torah. I'm not saying, of course, it's also Torah. It's also Torah when you give it out. But that's not how to set this in the Torah. The value of Torah is not totally on the impact of the Torah. It's talking about you have to understand Pshat. Get my little family. So, and that's a Torah. The person comes out of the chlorokai, that's Torah. A lot of this is totally how chlor you come out with. But how many notebooks you have, how many different things you could show from it, that's not Torah. That is not the value of Torah. This is where our problems start. We start with talk about it in our base medrash. We ourselves are guilty of the same shirish of the problem I have with the When you start dealing with Torah in how much it contributes, how much it adds, how much nafkamina it makes, you're going to get lost. You're going to be totally nishtavish. Marlene Cotton. Obviously, this is not only because I'm here with you, Tanoim. Obviously, this is with Bedakis Dakis. In this Sugya. Marlene Cotton, that's the Zangman Alf. Panam Tezayman Alf says, Pam Echad Gozer Rebbe, Shiloi Yishanu to Tamidah Beshuk. Rebbe made Xeira. They shouldn't teach Talmidim B'shuk. You can hear people being married to teach Talmidim B'shuk and outside in the marketplace. My Dorash. Chamuke Yerechayev Kemoi Chaloi. It's more than most in Sukkot. That's on the base. Chamuke Yerechayev Kemoi Chaloi. My yerech b'seiser. Yerech is a makom nister, the thigh is a makom sanua. My yerech b'seiser after the return b'seiser. Yotzer Rabchia b'shani l'shnei bnei achav b'shoket. At that same point, one of the talmidim, Rabbi was the adar Rabchia. So Tana, he went out and he taught his two sons b'shok. He taka taught yet in the shuk. Shama Rebbe Ikbid. Rebbe had a great sikpedim. He was spread, you shouldn't teach a dog. There's a ganz shagatari in the Gemara. The Gemara says, he gave him very, very strong musa. He says at the end, my time of Marachi, at the end, after he rebuked him, he said, my time of Marachi, I'm late. What was he, Makar? Why are you coming against me? I'm late. I had a pasuk mafurish against you, Rebbe. And he says, Yechsevin Mishlei Chochmas Bachutz Taroyim. Chochmas, it was a Torah Bachutz Taroyim. Try it out in the chutz, try it out outside, spread it out. Impact, and hit people, go around the streets, it's a way you're going to be able to hit people. Amalek, Im Kariso Loi Shanisav, Im Shaniso Loi Shilashtim, Shilashtim Loi Pir Shilcha. Rashi explains that he was tanning and he felt in Yeshima Shtami the Chachon. You learn the Pasek and you learn Pshat, if you would have had proper Shemim as a home, you would have understand what Pshat and the Pasek is. Chochmas Bachutz Katarina Kidurava Damarava. The Pasek means differently. When does the Torah dry out? Kol ha'oisik b'torah mi b'fnim, like a Meir Simcha said, b'seiser, t'rosoi machrezes alav mi b'chutz. You misunderstood Pshat and Pasuk. The mokoim, the pool of Torah, is not on the outside. You made to make the pimpak. You don't stuff it in the face. You don't stuff it in the face. That's not where you put Torah. Torah has to be learned b'fnim, in a mokoim where it's not directly coming to make the impact. The impact is in your seichel. You're trying to understand Pshat. At the end of the day, Torosay Machrez Abchutz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doig for that. At the end of the day, the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds a way that the Torah reaches out. In any real Talmud Chacham, that's what happens. He builds himself inside. He doesn't build himself. He doesn't run out too early to run out too many Talmidim. And our door, it's gefrilich. It's the first in the basement. Before we get to the Balbatim, where they come and they ask the Baruch Hu comes at the Benazman, they say, "Nu, what'd you learn? How much Allah Chacham Ma'is did you learn?" I'm way before that. Why are they making that toys? They're making that toys because we make a toys. How many people are making this toys and they're watering down Torah, they're cheapening Torah because they want to make an impact on people? They're cheapening back the venues in which we spread Torah. They're spreading Torah in places and they're cheapening Torah. Ashi in Sukkah, the Mentes, somebody says, the Chamuk of that Pasuk, Chamuke, Yorichayach, it means Kovan HaTorah. The proper Makom of Torah is Bifnim. Bifnim, you want to turn a base medrash. That's the proper tzura of Torah. If I go learn over there and I go spread it in the Chveisnish's computer or Chveisnish where I can hit 50 more people, I can meshkin it. It's a grace of Shaila, ask someone. Maybe sometimes there's other shikulim. I've been Torah, that's not my own Torah. The mile of Torah is Chamuki Yorichayach. The value of Torah has nothing to do with the impact of Torah. Nothing to do with how many Talmidim you have. Nothing to do with how many notebooks you could show. Nothing to do with how many shurim you could show. Torah is leaning on Torah, seen by the mother, feeling the blood. We had a dugma on the floor. Ech roi b'dor ha-mamish b'l yoshev z'vanim roha. Was it? Mamish from my asaga. It was a yoshev b'dor is rabbi moli. There was a dugma on this. Shein kamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu mamish put him on the world to show us it's your nifl of this. That was his whole life, and a lot of things, and say Ramayis and Betaka, a lot of them are ununderstandable, and things that are Seisr, many Hanhogis, and many in the Ulma Torah. But he was a different flow. He wouldn't write Svarim. He didn't write Svarim, because it was more important thing, just to sit by Black Amara. He didn't write Svarim. He was able to do it. I mean, he didn't need what other people needed. He sat and learned a Black Amara, even in the Malayla, until he was a place in 101. It was Kol Kuli, we have to understand that we lose it, and I'm out of the way. We cheapen Talmud Chacham, and we understand what is a Talmud Chacham. My wife said she saw Talmud in the video that they took a Shalom from Rabbi Yosha. She told me all that spiral, it seems like everyone sees it. Spiral's rabble. I refuse to see it. To me, Rabbi Yosha is facing a mat, Chaz Shalom, but me, it's like, it doesn't, to me, it cheapens Rabbi Yosha. So, but I can understand that some people. Yes, no, too. But they showed them, she said in the beginning, they showed Rabbi Yosha sitting and learning. They showed him sitting and learning. They showed the events, all the events in the world that are going on, all the years they're sitting and learning. They show things that are going. And he's sitting and learning. You know, I think even the people who see the video, they're like, It's not the pshat. It's like that was the whole tikkun. That was the tachas of Yoshev was said he could hold up the world. He could sit and learn a Gemara. So he could hold up the world, and he could all the wars that Eretz Yisrael won, and all this that happened, all this that happened, he did that. And for Karen, and also the tachas is that we could have a video, and we could all could be. For Karen, is because he didn't have any of this on his mind. This is a true tamachacham. Tamachacham. Of course, like Hashem, the Eibushter runs the wars down. The Eibushter makes sure. Avada, the Teresa Machaz Lo Lachutz. Over a tamachacham is bifnim. He's without. That is the Eruv HaTayim. We're getting back to our studio, coming back to where we started from. This is more important to me than forgetting that I'm not talking about so much on Shkof Zatera Legabe. It's like, yeah, how we learn Torah also, but understand that Sugan, to appreciate Torah, we have a tremendous handicap here because our value system and everything else in life is Tachlis. We have to open up ourselves and realize that Torah is Hanush. Torah is different. And if we're not going to do this, we're going to have a Zuzul Kala Torah, and we're going to hurt ourselves also. We're not going to be able to come to the Tamil Chum that we're supposed to be. A Tamil Chum that you're supposed to be, somebody's learning Torah, like a Simcha says, it's the Lila, he's learning Torah, you know, for any purpose. Torah. Again, you have to be realistic with yourself. Sometimes you need other things. Sometimes you need to see it. You need to see it too hard. But don't make a mistake in the value system. That's what I want. You can't make a mistake. You can't be mishtabish in the value system. Don't think that death also becomes the holding of Torah. The holding of Torah is the impact of numbers. That's not Torah. The value of Torah is when we have your faith. We could work on this with you as Hashem. I think, it's brought to me that we mechazik in Bifnim. It's poshut, this is what happened. This whole Suya, this is not much. Of course, when you start reminding how much Bnei Yisrael, how much Bnei Torah contribute to the world, how much you contribute to the world, you start putting in the gauge system of value system, of course. You don't see it. It doesn't look like that. That's Shikas HaTorah. That's what we were saying before. That was a Gzeir of Yom. You're stuck only that. There's no Mokav HaTorah. What are you doing? What are you? Maybe the Moshe Feinstein and the Chuvus Farm are going to come out from him. We'll have him. But anyone else, don't show me anything else. You know, what are you doing? It doesn't have Mokav to say. We're Mechazik Mbifnim. The proper Alochim of HaTorah. We're Mechazik Mbifnim. Both the Gemonusit. We're Mechazik and Arbu Mbifnim. That's Hashpia. And the Oifim Klolim. And Machitzen. And will be in a robust Karen HaTorah. The opposite of El Oyle of Chem Labriya Shabbonya Shatar, the Yotze Achaz will say, Oyle and Labriyas, Baruch Hashem, that is a covenant of Torah, I love this covenant of Torah, covenant of Torah.